Shemini Esrei Pesach is really the yontiv of Shvi'i Esrei Pesach. It really is Kriyas Yamsuf. The Hemshech of Pesach starts with the Yetziah and ends with Kriyas Yamsuf. And we need to understand a little bit about the Shira, the significance of the Yom, and so on. The Shira starts, has sort of an overall context. It starts with Paro's Gaiva. Paro thought he would conquer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought with Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu drowned Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael. And then it says, not only was Paro and Mitzrayim drowned, but all the other nations got scared. And it says, Halavai, Tipol Lemos of Afachad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should increase or keep their fear. Big dolls are Achid Mukhaoven, Ad Yavar Am Hashem, Ad Yavar Zuchanisel. Until Klal Yisrael crosses over into the Eretz Yisrael. What is Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Ad Yavar? So the Targum says, and Rashi says that that's how Rashi learns it, that Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem is the Arnon, Nachal Arnon, and the second Ad Yavar is the Nachal, is the Yarde. So basically what he means to say is they should continue to keep Klal Yisrael protected by having a fair on the Goyim until they go to Eretz Yisrael. The right lashon would have been ad to be eimoy v'siteim abar chalascha until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the fact that you have to cross over a nahar to get in is not really significant. Melech Kriyas Yamsuf was extraordinary and it was a nes that happened. What he's trying to say here is simply we need the continued protection until we get in there, because the Knaim will fight with us. The Yarden was a river, it was a full river, it was Al-Gadoisov, but certainly nowhere near Kriyas Yamsuf. Secondly, Arnon, it doesn't really say how big it was. The nes that's over there is not attributed to a Kriyas Yamsuf type of nes. It's a lot more the nes that HaKadosh Baruch was Megala, the Harim that, you know, that crushed each other and they crushed the Knaim inside. It wasn't no indication that there was anything special about the Etzem, about the crossing of it. So what's the Ad Yavar Am Hashem Ad Yavar Zuchanisa? I'm told there's the Havara. The Lashon Havara Bechlau in Gratz Kriyas Yamsuf, it doesn't need to be Havara. It says the Lashon that the Pasuk says is Vayavon Yisrael B'toch Hayam Vayavasha. Klal Yisrael walked in, Vayelchu, Vayavon Yisrael Holcho Vayavasha Soch Hayam Vayavu. Those are very fine Lashonis. In Davening, we say V'yididim Havarta, Zein Tibata V'yididim Havarta. It's ascribed to Havara as being the Lashon for the crossing. And try to understand a little bit what that means. In Chazal in the Medrash, when it says when Moshe Rabbeinu came first shot, and he said, Elokei Ivrim Nira Eloi, so Chazal Darshan, Ivrim means over Yam. They crossed over Yam. Now, it's sort of an anachronism. They had not yet crossed the Yam. They will someday cross the Yam. Why not? I mean, they want to call themselves Ivrim, the Avrom of Venus crossing over. It's that would make a lot more sense. To define Klal Yisrael as Elokei Ivrim, so we're talking about a very fundamental property, which even though it was before, he's trying to present the Klal Yisrael as a nation that crossed over a Yam. That's the Moss of Klal Yisrael. Instead of him. What does it mean, Ivrim? What does it mean they crossed over? You find Avraham Avinu was Ivri, crossed over, and Yaakov Yabek, Yabek, and so on. The crossing over is a very, very fundamental element of who Klai Yisrael is. Klai Yisrael's Ivrim, and getting a sense of the word Avar, as opposed to Holach, as opposed to any other Lashon, would be of significance. We find the Lashon Avar by Ruach, by the Mabul. As well says by Yava Ruach, also the Ruach crossing over by Shoka Mayim. So I once heard from my Rebbe from Shapiro, he said about something else, the following. The Gemara says in Psachim that how do you know that you make a bracha oivel asiyasim? How do you know birchas mitzvos you make oivel asiyasim? So the Gemara darshens over there, vayoretz achimatz, vayaver akushi. Achimatz ran, and he went ahead of the kushi. So I need to understand a little bit. I mean, he's an Amora. It's an Amora's memra, and he's somewhere b'yudom rab, and he needs to be mfarish his words. Why don't you just say you make it before? What does it mean? The Gemara says that the Lashon is a peculiar Lashon. It's not a normal Lashon. And that's why the Gemara says, where did you pick up the word Oivel Asiyasim? Yasimah says, well, we see it over there. So what is, why don't you just say it, Lifnei? That's quite clear. It's not a problem to say it, make beforehand. So, Ramosha said the following. The word Vayavar means something that had been lagging behind had moved ahead, crossed, in the sense that A was behind B and A went ahead of B. So that in the context over there, the Kushi was running first, Achimoz was running second, and he passed by. So really the bracha should have been the bracha should have been after the mitzvah, and I personally have a deep in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Rambam divides the brachas into three types: into brachas hanene, brachas hamitzvah, brachas hashevach. And he says the brachas hamitzvah you make before kishem shemivarchin the brachas hanene before. So the Rambam I think is being mad at something. Really. There's no reason, one would not think that there's any reason why Birchas HaMitzvah should come before Bracha. Birchas HaNene makes a lot of sense, because the Bracha sort of entails Rishus, it's Me'ilah if you don't do it, so it has to be beforehand. Birchas HaShevach is certainly afterwards. I see a great event, and I'm a Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Birchas HaMitzvah is also the thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us mitzvahs, the acknowledging that he gave us mitzvahs, so it should come afterwards. What's the sin of having it before him? So it means that, so Chazal, Oivel Asiyasim means they moved it to before the Asiya. It could have been, it should have been, it might have been afterwards. Oivel Asiyasim means not before, but it means it was moved to before. That's the Pshat in Oivel. So Oivel would mean any time that there is a any time that there is an event, an entity, something that moves ahead of something else, that's called a mavir. If there's a barrier or a boundary, then one would assume that the boundary is the boundary is first, and I'm behind the boundary. When I'm cross the boundary, means I passed it by. I overtook it, maybe overtaken is the right word, overtook it and went there. I want to go a little bit and into get a sense of, first of all, a fundamental element of what Havara is in the Bria, and then get a deeper sense of when Havara is appropriate. We find before in Noach, it says, "Vayiskol kim es noyach es kol achayev es kol abehema, ashe ita bateva, Vayaver lekim ruach al ha'aretz vayashoku hamayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a ruach, and the ruach overcame the waters and put it in its place. The Ebenezer says here that Vayaver lekim ruach he'eviroi tamid. In other words, I guess he's medayik the lashon why we're using Vayaver instead of Vayelech ruach or something of that nature. And basically what he's trying to say is this became a steady phenomena in the Bria from after this event. In other words, the Bria is always having a ruach overcoming the water. Let's be misamic in the ruach overcoming the water, the nekuda of that ruach overcoming the water. In the Sheirish, if you take a look at Briyas Ha'olam, Lechura, every Briya is an addition to the world. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Oyer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Deshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Me'oireis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Behemoth and Sheretz. Every single one was added to the world stage. The one exception, so the Rakia split the world, but it didn't diminish anything. The one exception is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yikovu Hamayim, that the waters would become bottled in, they would become encircled, and the Yabasha would be Yira Yabasha. So the Bria, the chelik of the Bria that is going to be bypassed, the chelik of the Bria that is going to bypass the that's going to need to be bypassed is Yam. Yam is the Gevul. Yam be'etzim covers everything, but it's something which needs to be overcome, so to speak, in order for other things to exist. Let's go a pasuk earlier, the few pasukim earlier. It says v'choshech al pnei tehoim v'ruach alekim rachefes al pnei amoyim. So what does merachefes mean? Ruachim rachefes al pnei amoyim. So the Rashbam says v'chutzer haruach l'mashekosav lefaneinu the ruach was needed to be the entity which will be yikov amayim. The ruach is that which was mikave the waters. So Rashbam is megala soid nifla, that the koyach that is in the Bria that creates the overriding of the water is the ruach. So we have the ruach lekim merachefes al pnei amoyim is the first stage. We have the yikovu amayim is the second stage, is the second time it happens. The vayashoyku amayim by the mabul is the third time. The Kriyas Yamsuf is the fourth time, and so on. The ruach overcoming the mayim is that tug of war in the Bria between two entities, one of which is the barrier, and one overcomes it. That's one layer of pshat here. I want to be misamic a drop and try to understand. So havara means something which is nominally first and something which pushes its way past it. Sort of olama paratzta. It overcomes the other. Is that a good meter or a bad meter? I mean, we know hedid kreifetz bereish, Chazal say that the hedid jumps ahead. Somebody's first and you push ahead. Not a good midah. So what is? How do we understand the midah of havara as being a positive midah? the sort of shots like this. Whenever let's use a Rashi for understanding this. Rashi says in Toldos, when he speaks about Yaakov Chesva Kevesov, so Rashi is sort of explaining the mitzias of the Chesva Kevesov, why. And the Etzem, it's the Hezba for the entire struggle of Yaakov and Esau. He says a mashal of a Shveiferes, where a person puts in two pebbles into a tube that has only one opening. Not a hollow tube, but not a tube with that's completely hollow, but one side is closed, one side is open. So when you put in two pebbles, the one you put in second comes out first, and the one we put in first comes out second. The same thing, Yaakov Avinu coming out second means that he was the first in. And Memele, his trying to get the Bechira is to be Maimed the Emes, that the Nekuda that came in first should take precedence over the Nekuda that came in second. If we're to translate it into into two layers of the Bria, then we would say that Machshava, Mitzad the Machshava, Mitzad the Pnim of Adam, Mitzad the Pnimius, that comes first. And Mitzad the Machshava, Mitzad the Rotz, Mitzad the Pnimius, this Nekuda comes first. The realization starts with the second Nekuda. So, always in the world of Rotzen slash Machshava to actualization, and realization is that yachas of first to second in reverse order. So let's take a look a second. Let's understand a second. Baruch Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Hamoyim. So Chazal say, if Adam, it's going on the Ruach Mashiach, which is the Adam, the Pnimius of Adam. It's going it's not a Mashiach, but that's the Nekuda that is Adam. And Chazal say Adam was created first of all the Vroim and last. Ruach Elokim Rachefes means he's first, and his actual Bria of the Guf is last. And therefore if Zocha, he's the Rishon called Ephraim, Loi Zacha Zvuv Kadamcha. And it's not a stira, where the chaluk of the person that's pushing through is the safe plastic, is the goof. We tell him you're last in line. Your goof is last. If it's mitzad de ruach lekim, then he's first. And therefore he's the one who has kadima to the bria. So Nimtzil Meidim, in the big picture, Ruach, wherever the Yaakov Avinu was coming mitzad, Yaakov Avinu Zocha, which means that what's coming first is the Ruach Alikim Shaboy, so that comes first, and that's Menatzeach. Wherever wherever it's coming mitzad, if he's not Zeicher, then Esav is right, because rightfully so, Esav was first to the Bria Saguf, and Esav should be first in that. I want to an Indian over here of halacha, which I want to shtel to an Indian of halacha here, which is parallel to this. In inyanim of kinyan, we know that maisa always takes precedence over over dibur. We say that dvarim shel levin and dvarim. And if a person says a person makes a kinyan, and then he gives us a long hesper of what he meant, what he didn't mean, what he could have meant, what he should have meant, means nothing. The Same thing, a Dibur can't break a Maisa. The only thing that works is a Tanai. One of the conditions of Tanai is Tanai Kodem LaMaisa. That the Tanai has to be there before the Maisa. Now, there's Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam says it means that you have to say the words before the actual Maisa Kinyan. He says normally Tertei Dibur helps and it's called Basachas. Here it wouldn't help. That's one. The other Rishonim, or the Raivad, and many other Rishonim learn it's in the saying of the Maisa. In other words, in the saying of the Tanai, you have to be marked in the Tanai to the Maisa. But in both cases, it means the only reason why the Tanai is justified in overcoming the Maisa Kinyan that you're doing is because the Ratzon comes first. And being the Ratzon comes first, it has its Kedima over the Maisa. So the Tzina Lemedim, that Tanai Kodem Lemaisa means that the only time you can be Ma'adiv, the Achron over the Rishon, is where his Rishon mitzad the Ratzon or mitzad the Giladas. I think that that's the Pshat Tanai Hisna, the Maisa Gracious for Kriyas Yamsuf. That the Tanai means it had to be a Gili Ratzon first. Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. So in the very Bria itself, the Ruach was Merachiv al Pnei Amoyim, and the Ruach has Kedima to the Mayim, and b'meila there could come a time when that could overcome it. That's the Pshat in the Metzias HaAvor, b'Achimatz in Kushi. The story over there was that Achimatz came first, and he came to Yoav first. That happened. The story there was Avshalom was killed, wasn't supposed to be killed. Achimatz said, I'm going to go tell David Melech. Yoav told him, not such a smart idea, it's not a great psura, don't go tell him, I'll send Cushi to do it. Cushi ran, and Achimatz said, no, I need to tell him, I'll run, and he overcame him. So Cushi was first to actually run, but Achimatz was the one that meets out the Kavanas of Dvarim. He was supposed to be there at first, and therefore he was entitled to push ahead first, because he was coming mitzav the shurish mitzav machshava. It's very interesting that the two things that the Chazal describe as being daima to Kriyas Yamsuf are two inyanim that went through a transition from how they were supposed to be originally to how they came Lamaisa. On Zivug of Adam, it says that Adam was Echad, Yaakov Shprotu split him, and therefore, and now the Echad that Adam was there before needs to overcome the piru that was there, so it's a pchina of being ma'avir, and same thing by parnasa. It says that before kreitz adarda everything was mitukim for Adam. The kreitz but the klol of kreitz adarda landed, and now we have to re-invoke the original. Having a look at the whole thing together, the inyanim of the Chal Yisrael's Metzias of Geula, Chal Yisrael's journey, is that journey of Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amoyim. Chal Yisrael mitzad the Ratzon is the original Likuda. Chal Yisrael mitzad the Ruach of Chal Yisrael is the first Likuda in the Bria. Esav is the second Likuda, and so on. But the Metzias is there first. Every step of the way was a Havara. Ad Yavar Ach Hashem, Ad Yavam Zukanisa. Going into Eretz Yisrael wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael. It says, the very first word in the Torah talks about that. It says, Bereishis Bara Elokim. So Rashi says, because there are Gvulas Amin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Manchil the world. He was manchel and he put gvulas amim. There are boundaries and borders. And had it not been the righteous ratzon of the Shvul Yisrael, then what right do you have to come in there? Rashi, the Goyim's taina is an emes of taina. Mitzant, if there would not have been the original ratzon of the Shvul Yisrael Shekereshis, there wouldn't be a right to go in. Mechatesa, it's his. There's the barrier. The gvul is a real barrier. But since the righteous nekuda, the Beretzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it, and the Beretzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it, that Ratzon came before. And if that Ratzon came before, then that can overcome it. Because the Tzura, or the emes of the Bria, is that the Nekuda of Ratzon is before the Nekuda of Maisa, and anything that shtolts to Ratzon overcomes the Maisa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out the Bria. In the very word Bracious, there's a Nekuda of Ratzon that's going to overcome Volus. The first Metzias Nebriya is Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set Ruach over Mayim, and that was the that would set forever the Metzias of his Gabrus. In the Mabul, when the world was no longer Kasher to Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mayim was Miskab in the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yarech, the Ruach was again was Mizgava, and that's what the Ben Ezra says, it was Tomit. In other words, Mayim Be'etzem Mitzad, its Metzias is constantly trying to be Teufis, the world. That's it, because the Mitzad, the Bria Mayim was everywhere. The Ruach is, so it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls back with the Ruach that the Mabul comes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes the Ruach, but you need a constant pushing of Ruach. The journey of the others was a crossing always. He was an Ivri because he was Me'iva Nar. He didn't grow, become bigger. Avram took the Nekuda that had been buried and pushed it to the forefront. Klal Yisrael's big maimed of Kriyas Yamsuf was a maimed of the Ruach HaPecha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruach Kol HaLayla that pushed away the Yam. The going into Israel, the final coming in, we're not talking about the protistic, only the protistic mice of Arnoin. Yeah. There was a Ruach. There was Arnoin was the gateway to Eva Yarden, and that was the gateway to the Yarden. That was the Shar to one Chelik of Israel. The Yericho was the Yarden was the Shah, the second Shah of Eretz Yisrael, to the Guf of Eretz Yisrael. That was called Havar. It's true also in a person's own istaklus on his life. A person needs to understand, we think of Nisyonis as problems. In other words, a person has, the life is supposed to be a smooth highway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make life interesting, so he tosses a rock here, a cop here, traffic jam there, and we sort of to give us like double schar maybe or whatever it is. That's a picture of Nisyonis that we have, and therefore Nisyonis are very, very frustrating because it's bad. It's kind of it's staring. I mean, the normal mahalak is that the highway should be nice and smooth with no problems. So there are problems. It's a much deeper havana. A person's life, every single person's life, is a life where you start with mayim being mechasa everything, and ruach, a potential of ruach, which is merachiv, and has in itself the koyach to break through, mikoyach the fact that that's the rutzen pnimi that was there first. That's what Etzel Hashpach wanted. So even though the lemaisa is different, but that's what he wanted, and that becomes his ratzon. And that pushes against the water. Avram started the process by being Eva and Nor and crossing over to the other side. That was the beginning of the process. The great moment in Klal Yisrael's the tie where Klal Yisrael became an Amzukanisa was Kriyas Yamsuf, where we crossed over the big Yam, the Hemshech HaDerech finishes. The Tachlis is when a person gets to Ad Yavarim Hashem Ad Yavarim Zekonisa. A person starts his road as a Ben Torah with some sort of great moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, when a person's Ruach pushes through in a big way and he moves into a whole new tchum. The person is in a whole new darga, a whole new different world. Because what was before an inaccessible tchum, it was in a different world, it now becomes, this is where he is. And the journey continues, Ad Yavar Am Hashem, Ad Yavar Zukanisa, till when he crosses over, and the person Eretz Yisrael was the place where the Ruach has passed over the water, the final point. A person's life is stages of coming into something that he wasn't there before. And that's the side of the seriousness of the person, that the person is always moving to a different realm, to different mitzvahs. And to move to mitzvahs always requires a havara. It requires passing over something, going into a mitzvahs that was off boundaries before, that wasn't shaykh to him before. The first push we got is at Kriyas Yam Suf, that's the school of Shri Yishol Pesach, and the tefillah that's incorporated in Shri Yishol Pesach is Ad Yavar Hashem Ad Yavar Zekanisa. So a person crosses over to the final boundary into the Eretz Yisrael, into the safe pasuk of Reis Mentik Rosol.